Moses disagrees with the Sundance Kid. Tony Soprano disagrees with Lou Grant. And now Atticus Finch is gone before the vote can be taken. Ballots went out this week to the membership of the Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, sometimes known by the non-euphonious moniker SAG-AFTRA, for the two cooperative unions to formally combine. Advocates of the merger say a larger union is needed to win more bargaining power with ever-growing media conglomerates. Opponents say that consolidation would only create a larger, more ponderous union bureaucracy. The late Gregory Peck was for the merger, along with Robert Redford, George Clooney, Eric LaSalle. Nice to see Dr. Ross and Dr. Benton together again, Mike Farrell and Meryl Streep. But no matter how many accents she speaks, she only gets one vote. Charlton Heston and Ned Asner, both outspoken activists who usually disagree about politics, oppose the merger, along with Elliot Gould, Francis Fisher, and Kent McCord. One Adam 12, see the man about SAG-AFTRA. Helen Hunt is in favor of consolidation. Holly Hunter is opposed, or maybe I have that reversed. Votes are being cast for the rest of this month, and fierce campaigning has begun, with famous faces holding up protest signs in Hollywood and New York. Opponents of the merger worry that consolidation could drive down health and pension benefits to the levels of the lowest paid members. Advocates of the merger say a larger union should raise benefits. Now, I'm a member of SAG and AFTRA, but I don't have strong feelings for or against consolidation. I only know this. Whatever proposition wins, my union dues are going up to pay for more of something. I wonder if actors and broadcasters ought to be considering something that might put a little more muscle into our demands. Maybe we should join the Teamsters. Being a Teamster makes a statement that carries a bit more punch than being a SAG-AFTRAN. Teamsters do tough jobs. SAG-AFTRANs have tough personal trainers at their gyms. Many Teamsters like a shot in a chaser. SAG-AFTRANs think that some kind of espresso drink. Teamsters carry lunch boxes. SAG-AFTRANs get Botox shots. If a studio or network head gets a call from Melissa Gilbert, who is president of the Screen Actors Guild, he or she might think, oh, that sweet little Laura from Little House on the Prairie. But if they get a call from Teamsters president James P. Hoffa, they might think about big cars exploding in the New Jersey Meadowlands. Who would you call back first? Of course, like most union members, I would like to work less for more money. But why move into management?
Oh, the union's the only gang that gives a hang about me. The union's the only gang that gives a hang about me. My senator and representative don't give a dang about how I live, but the union gang, they give a hang about me. Oh, yes, I'm good.
Pete Seeger singing with Glazer, Hayes, and Wood in 1946.